Assistant Secretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Howard Koh, helped launch the National Tobacco-Free College Campus Initiative at the University of Michigan. Koh says an increasing number of colleges are going smoke-free, but the effort to make every campus tobacco-free won't be easy. University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman says it's important to get input from a broad spectrum of the campus and take time to make the change.
We involved thousands of students and faculty and staff in surveys and focus groups. We held dozens of meetings. Overall, we spent more than 2 years talking, listening, and educating. All the while, we were driven with this one goal, and that is to become a smoke-free campus. It has been 2 years now, and we continue to work at this every day.
Proponents of smoke-free colleges from across the country shared strategies on changing the culture on campus to help ensure a better quality of life for students and staff. Grambling State University student body president Jonathan Allen spoke as a representative of students. Allen says it's important for colleges to make sure students understand why they want to go smoke-free.
Students are least interested in statistical data. That's one thing we are not interested in, is seeing a whole bunch of numbers and you telling us how many people die a year and a day from tobacco usage. That's not interesting at all. But however, we are most interested in knowing that you have a genuine concern about our lives.
Smoke-free campus supporters say it can help make students expect a smoke-free work environment, so it creates long-lasting health benefits. They say the transition to a smoke-free campus should be combined with respectful smoking cessation efforts. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.